now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. Weigh in, 800-878-PLAY. It's the way to join the fray. That number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We do have a huge two-hour show on tap for you today for a Thursday. And on the other side, we'll quickly set the table and start knocking things down. But as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we're going to let you know how to take advantage of the myriad of ways that you can access the Sports Byline Broadcast Network via your devices and take us on the go. Starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, that's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't. Be they Apple, be they Android, be they PC, or just go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel. That's all on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, a versatile app that you can download to any device, Apple, Android, PC, or just go to TuneIn.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline as well, and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day. And on the other side, we will set the table for a big two-hour Thursday extravaganza here on the Spano and Black Attack. And then we're going to quickly start knocking things down as we have a lot of ground to cover and not all that much time to do it. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Joe Spano 56, Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip it off next here on the Attack.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
That's usually the way here at Byline. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. So what do you say we set them up and knock them down, my friend?
All right, let's do just that, Bob. We got a huge 2 hours on tap. Most of the focus, and in particular for all of the first hour, is probably going to be the NBA Finals. And we'll get into a very detailed preview. And me and you will dissect all the storylines for what I figure is going to be just a great long series between the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. If any time permits at the back of hour number one, we'll once again dive back into the Baylor football scandal. We did a lot of it yesterday on these airwaves. We'll do a little bit more of it today, likely at the back of hour number one as time permits. In hour number two, right at the top, 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, Michael Lee from the Washington Post will join us. He's their national NBA writer, and we'll get his take on the upcoming NBA Finals, which tips off tonight, 9 Eastern time, from the Oracle out in Oakland on ABC. And then in hour number two, in the middle, between our two guests, we got baseball to talk about. Marlon Byrd. Only an idiot would get suspended for PEDs. Well, he was an idiot twice. He's out 162 games, and at the tender age of 39, his career is likely over. We'll talk about that in the middle of hour number two. And then to take us home at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, American soccer legend Landon Donovan will join us, and we'll visit with him once again, and he's a regular contributor to the show, and it'll be fun to talk to him about the latest in the world of U.S. soccer and some other great events. So we'll visit with Landon Donovan at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. But, Bob, I think we should probably hit the ground running here and start weighing in with our thoughts on this upcoming NBA Finals, which, again, starts tonight at 9 Eastern time on ABC.
It has the potential, as you said, to be a classic series. You have two of the best players, if not the two best players in basketball, going against each other. The reigning MVP, guy who won it again the previous year, and the legend in LeBron James. And anybody that doesn't think that he is not a legend, well, you're not paying attention to what goes on a basketball court. You have a full-strength Cleveland Cavalier team. You have a bit nicked up Golden State Warrior team, but a team that's hungry to defend their championship, defend their record regular season NBA effort, and it should and does have the capability to be an all-time great series. Whether it plays out that way or not, well, remains to be seen, but we're going to break it down for you, and it should be a lot of fun. And, oh, by the way, the league got what they wanted.
Well, the league and their TV partner, in this case ABC / ESPN, got exactly what they wanted, and all the finals games will be on ABC. But as you know, with ABC and ESPN, even the sporting events that end up on ABC are all produced by ESPN.
Right.
So that said, ABC, ESPN gets exactly what it wants, and this NBA Finals will set ratings records, which will stuff the cash register, at Disney and at ABC and ESPN, and they're both struggling entities. That said, we don't want to make this about the state of the sports television and sports radio industry. Let's make it all about the NBA Finals. Again, 9 Eastern time tonight from the Oracle on ABC. The Warriors looking for back-to-back NBA titles and to cement their legacy as one of the great teams in NBA history. Because if they come out and they were to win back-to-back titles, and in the second of those two back-to-back title-winning seasons, they set an NBA regular season win total record, you'd have to already consider them one of the great teams in NBA history. Moreover, there's still room for more, as the core of that team will likely all be back next year, and they'll be in a position to make a run at perhaps a third consecutive title if they were to win this year. So it's a chance for the Warriors with a victory in this series to cement a legacy as one of the great teams in NBA history and perhaps even build upon that. For the Cleveland Cavaliers, they're looking to finally win their first NBA title. And for a city starved for a title that hasn't had a major league professional sports team win a title from that city since 1964, that city is desperate for a championship. It's starving for one. And LeBron has made it clear it's one of his desires is to bring a championship to Cleveland with this Cleveland Cavaliers team. And when you look at the state of professional sports in Cleveland, this is their best shot, this Cleveland Cavaliers group. The Cleveland Indians, they're a growing team. I don't think they're quite there yet as being a true World Series contender, but they're headed that way. And for the Cleveland Browns, it's going to be a long time before they have any chance to bring a championship to Cleveland. So here's Cleveland's great shot at winning a title right now. They're in the NBA Finals. The Cavaliers are healthy. They're clicking on all cylinders. And LeBron still looks like the best player in the game today.
Yep. And it creates an interesting dilemma as far as the pressure involving with both teams. You talked about the Cleveland perspective, and it's all there, the lack of championships in 64, pressure on LeBron to bring the title to his quote-unquote hometown, all the things that go along with playing in your hometown, and it makes it very difficult. This time around for Cleveland, there is no excuse. Last year, there were excuses. I documented them. I had their back because I felt it was a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, and I've said it many times. This year, they go in as full strength and healthy as they could possibly be in this situation. All the drama is in the rearview mirror involving the head coach and the change and the new guy and the system and everything else. It's there for them. It's there for the taking. However, they're going up against the defending champions who want to go back-to-back, the defending champions who have the reigning MVP, the defending champions who had the regular season win record, and they want to cement that and make sure that that is not a footnote in NBA history, which brings us to the Golden State Warriors. And you talked about it during the semifinals, the conference finals, excuse me. Not winning would have made them exactly that, a footnote in NBA history. And I will continue the thought process and say it's great to get to the finals, and they are a great basketball team and definitely one of the great basketball teams to ever to lace up sneakers. But if they come away without the championship, it tarnishes everything that they've done. A lot of pressure there.
If they come away without the championship, they're not one of the great teams in NBA history. That's just
right.
The reality. They didn't win. You know, it's ultimately about winning in this case when you're trying to quantify greatness. And that said, let's start diving into this series a little bit. And it's a series where I really think that the styles of that these two teams are playing right now make for an extremely intriguing series that has the potential to be all kinds of entertaining, be a long series, have very evenly matched games. You know, I really do see a potential for a classic series because when you look at what these teams are doing and can do, neither team can really make the other team pay for its failings and shortcomings. and neither team can penalize the other for the style of play that they've chosen to play. You know, when you look at Golden State, they do most of their best work more often than not with that so-called death lineup. It's a small lineup. It will not make Cleveland pay significantly on the interior for also playing small, because that's what Cleveland has decided works best for them, and rightfully so. So it's really going to be a battle between two teams that are playing small lineups, and the questions are, you know, which of the two teams will handle that better? Which of the two teams will be able to dictate their version of small ball upon the other? But it definitely makes for a very intriguing matchup. It's not really opposite styles making the fight. It's very much in some ways similar styles making the fight. And that makes for a very intriguing contest, and one that's pretty easy to compare. And we'll start doing that next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529 is toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Many times size matters. In this particular instance, it's going to be small ball against small ball, Joe, and we were talking about the death lineup and Cleveland, how they're going to counter that against Golden State, but it is matchup, strength on strength, small on small in this particular series.
It's akin to a boxing match where you got two punchers and they just go in there and throw haymakers, or you have two counter punchers and they both stand there and nobody goes throws first. You know, you have two very similar style teams. They each do it with their own tweaks and their own different approaches, and in some cases to small ball. But in essence, it's two teams that do a lot of their best work with smaller lineups on the floor that promote floor spacing, the ability to drive to the cup, open looks on the perimeter, and they ask these undersized guys to do some interesting things on defense. And, you know, when I look at this series and I look at the entire playoffs unfold in front of me, I've seen two teams playing small ball, but I've actually seen Golden State. I don't want to take any credit away from them. They did a great job to get to this point, overcoming a 3-1 deficit in the Western Conference Finals. But on a night-in, night-out basis, the Cleveland Cavaliers have been the better basketball team. And everybody points to, well, they didn't play anybody in the playoffs. Well, let's really look at this for a minute, because, I mean, you've heard a lot of people use that. Well, who have they played in the playoffs? Well, let's be honest for a minute. Who have the Warriors played in the playoffs? They played the Houston Rockets, who were probably the single worst playoff qualifier this year, in that their talent didn't perform up to expectations. And when you watch that series unfold against Golden State, they look like they don't want to be there.
They never unpacked their bags.
Right. They played the single worst playoff qualifier in Houston. And then they played an upstart Portland Trailblazers team that none of us even thought was going to qualify for the playoffs. Their tough matchup against OKC, who had a good but up-and-down regular season. So while the Golden State Warriors had a tough series against the Oklahoma City Thunder, their path to the NBA Finals was not exactly murderer's row, in that, well, they didn't see San Antonio, and in their semifinal matchup, they didn't get a full-strength Los Angeles Clippers team or anything like that. So everybody says, well, the Cavaliers didn't play anybody. Look at how easy their path was to the NBA Finals. Well, actually, the Golden State Warriors had an easier path and a harder time getting there than the Cleveland Cavaliers, who played, yes, another young team in Detroit, but Detroit wanted to be there and fought a lot harder, and is certainly a team on the upswing, while the Rockets are a team on the downswing. And in a 1-8 matchup, Detroit's a tougher matchup than the Houston Rockets are. In all reality, the Atlanta Hawks are a flawed team, but I still think at this stage of their development, maybe those are two teams going in opposite directions, but at this moment, I would say the Atlanta Hawks are still better than the Portland Trailblazers and benefit from quite a bit of playoff experience. And then finally in the conference finals, would I say the Raptors are as good as the Thunder? No, I wouldn't. But I'd say they're close. So this idea that Golden State had this incredibly tough road to hoe beyond overcoming injuries to get to the NBA Finals, and the Cleveland Cavaliers just cruised through the weaker East. Well, the way the playoffs shook out this year for the Golden State Warriors, the Cavaliers' path was harder, and they did a better and more dominant job at navigating it, and they're playing the better basketball right now.
Well, I'll agree with pretty much all of that except two small parts of it. Number one, the Oklahoma City Thunder would have annihilated the Toronto Raptors, in my opinion. They're just that much better of a basketball team from what I see, the eye test. But the path is, as you said, I think it was marginally harder for Cleveland. And let's not forget, once Golden State had to go up against a talented basketball team with talent close to what theirs was, they literally were pushed to the brink. And albeit for a couple of bad offensive quarters and the fact that they were at home in that last basketball game and they were able to take care of their business, we'd be talking about the Oklahoma City matchup against the Cleveland Cavaliers. But all of that aside, Cleveland's effort was sustained right out of the gate. They pushed aside the other teams. The only time they hit their roadblock a little bit was against Toronto. And when asked to respond, the basketball team did. So they are going in completely with the pump primed. And again, I'll take it back to what I said at the beginning of the first segment. This is a team that I think is as good as it could possibly be at this point of the basketball season, whereas Golden State, maybe not so much. You saw how they struggled. You know that they're injured. They have some issues going on. And maybe this is a team, regardless of the fact that they're NBA champions and regardless of the fact that they had such a brilliant regular season, is not at their best right now. And so from the Cleveland perspective, again, no excuse. Get it done.
I think there's no question that Cleveland is at their best right now, and the Golden State Warriors are not. I just wanted to spotlight the fact that everybody said, well, Golden State had this vastly harder road to hoe to get to the NBA Finals than the Cavaliers. That's simply not true. The Cavaliers have played the best ball thus far in the postseason. They're also the better rested team. They're the healthier team. And those are a lot of advantages that they can really build upon. It's going to be, while LeBron James is 31, to me, there's very little, if any, signs of slowing down. And we've talked about this a lot. But it's a very well-rested LeBron James, not only as it relates to days off, but also as it relates to workload throughout this playoff run. He hasn't been asked to carry the team offensively on his back. And because of how dominant they've been, there have not been very many 40-plus minute games. So you're going to get an extremely fresh LeBron James, who likely, to me, will be the best player in this series. And that really tilts the balance in this series towards the Cleveland Cavaliers.
If he is the best player in this series, they win. It literally is simple as that. Steph has to be the better player or at least the comparable player and be right there with him. Because when you look at it, if you get good Draymond Green, he probably can cause you more issues than Kevin Love. If you get Klay Thompson on fire, he probably will be the better offensive player than Kyrie Irving. But if LeBron James is the best player on the court, he negates all that and then some. And then it we'll see how it plays out. Like you said, these guys are either going to stand in the middle of the ring and slug it out, or depending on who doesn't come prepared to fire those shots, they end up losing the basketball game. And I think on a night-in, night-out basis within this series, that's what you're going to see. Let's see who's shooting the basketball particularly well, who's committing on defense. It's going to be 48, you know, hate to steal from Nolan Richardson, but it's going to be 48 minutes of hell. And the team that is best prepared to get on the court and do that on a night-in, night-out basis is going to come away with the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
I think it's a very fair statement, and I think what you're going to see here, and we've talked about it a lot, these two teams are going to come out with their small lineups, and with Golden State, when they play small, they want to pick it up and put it down. The Cavaliers showed throughout this postseason, and with the increased pace of play, they've shown an ability to pick it up and put it down as well. But when you have a guy like LeBron James and some of the other weapons that they have on offense, they can also slow it down.
Yep.
So what you may see, despite the fact that these two teams are both going small, I think what you may see a lot of is Cleveland slow Golden State down, grind them down to a halt, put the ball in LeBron James's hands, let him drive it to the cup. You know, one thing Golden State's not going to have is any rim protectors, and you know, Andre Iguodala is a great player and a great defender, and he gave James fits in last year's finals, but there was nobody else to pass the basketball to. This year, if Golden State is determined to stop LeBron James, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, J.R. Smith and company all have an ability to make Golden State pay. So I think what's going to happen is, yes, you're going to see some pace of play here, but I think you'll see times where Cleveland turns this into a half-court game, slows it down, executes brilliantly on the offensive end, and eventually gets that open look that results in either a LeBron James layup slash dunk, a deep shot from one of the many three-pointers, or a drive to the cup by Kyrie Irving. I think you're going to see a lot of intrigue within these similar-sized teams, in that you're going to see Golden State try and speed things up, and I think you're going to see times where Cleveland really tries to slow it down to the half court and execute in the half court in a way that Golden State cannot match.
Yep, I think it's a fair statement. I want to pick it up with my thoughts on that on the other side, because I think tempo was going to dictate a lot within this basketball series.
We'll do that next here on the Spano and Black Attack. You can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll continue with more of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
T-shirts! It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Back with the attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Of course, we're doing the NBA preview of the finals with Cleveland and Golden State. And we were talking about the fact that tempo is going to be a big part of this, whereas Golden State's going to push all the time. That Cleveland will try to slow it down on occasion when they deem it necessary. And I think one of the benefits of that, Joe, is the fact that you've seen in LeBron James's shooting percentage, not only in the regular season, but specifically in the playoffs, where overall with two-pointers, he's shooting almost 62%. When he's allowed to operate on the inside without prejudice, he just, you can't stop him. and he's taking most of his shots on the interior throughout the playoffs and making other teams pay. It's an adjustment that Golden State is going to have to make, and whether or not they're able to do that on the defensive end remains to be seen, because if they get him down in a low post, operate a two-man game, slow it down, who's going to stop him? Nobody.
I think you said it well. I mean, I love Andre Iguodala as a defender. I love Draymond Green as a defender. But the realities are a rested, focused, and ready LeBron James can't be stopped by any of them, or any two of them for that matter. And if you have to double-team LeBron, open guy is going to make you pay. We're talking Kevin Love. We're talking Kyrie Irving. We're talking J.R. Smith. We're talking Channing Frye, Matt Dellavedova, guys like that, Iman Shumpert, all part of a second unit. They got a lot of options on the perimeter, a lot of ways to make you pay, Bob. Here's something else that I think is going to be a key. And I mentioned earlier that I think LeBron James is going to be the best player in this series. And I think that's going to tilt this towards Cleveland. He's been rested. He's ready. He can really give you everything he has. He can now play 40-plus minutes for the entirety of this series. For a number of reasons, he's been rested up until this point. And if you look at the space between games in this series, he's going to have plenty of time to recover. That said, James will not only be the best player on the offensive end of the floor, we all know how good he can be on the defensive end and how good a defender he is. And because of his physical skills, along with his desire on the defensive end, how versatile he can be at defending people. So he can do anything from drive Draymond Green crazy to go out and be a guy on the perimeter that challenges Steph Curry. So LeBron James's defense and the fact that at times they're going to slow down tempo and they're going to force Golden State to play in the half court, which, as we've seen, is not their preferred style of play. And when forced to go into the half court, what we see is a lot of times are those bad errant passes, and that's when Golden State turns over the basketball a lot. And when they start turning over the basketball, that's where they have some big issues. So what I expect to see a lot in this series is LeBron James being a major impact on the defensive end of the floor as well, on guys like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. And I expect Golden State a lot of the times to lose the battle of turnovers, and those turnovers to prove costly in the form of points. And I think that's something else that's going to tilt the balance of this series in a major, major way, and something people are not talking about.
Yeah, I think it's a fair statement all the way around. And, you know, his impressiveness and the fact that his teammates have been able to pick him up when needed, again, takes us all the way back to what we were talking about, the fact of full strength. You know, this is why this team was put together in this particular style. Now all hands on deck. If they're able to play their style of game, I agree with you. Golden State will turn the basketball over. And if that happens and Cleveland is able to limit the amount of shots that Golden State is able to take, they could and probably will win this series.
And that's exactly what I think is going to happen. Again, to kind of wrap up the preview aspect of this and kind of let's get into our pick a little bit here. Again, you know, I think it's going to be a battle, in my mind, of small lineups. I think the efficiency with which Cleveland is playing on the offensive end right now actually trumps the efficiency with which Golden State is playing on a night-in, night-out basis on the offensive end. As I've said before, Golden State's going to go small a lot, which means Cleveland doesn't pay for the way they're playing basketball. They've basically abandoned defense and rim protection for floor spacing and free-flowing offensive efficiency. They've conceded that. Against Oklahoma City, they'd pay a severe price for it. Against Golden State, I don't think they do. Bogut is an inconsistent offensive player, as is Festus Ezeli when they go out there with their bigger players. And guys like Tristan Thompson and Love in the middle, they can stand up to those guys and not be abused too much.
Yeah.
And then when you get into the battle of small ball lineups, well, LeBron can guard Draymond Green without a problem. LeBron's taller. He probably weighs every bit as much. He's a far superior athlete. And so I don't know that, you know, this idea that Draymond Green is going to be this huge factor on the interior, not necessarily the case. And when Tristan Thompson's in the game, he's not a rim protector, but he knows where to be on the floor, and he's big enough and physical enough to guard Draymond Green. So I don't see Golden State making Cleveland pay for being a small team. I think the fact that Cleveland can pick it up with pace or slow it down, the fact that LeBron, I think, is rested and going to be such a huge factor on both ends of the floor, I really think when you put this all together, as we've talked about, it's going to be a great series. I think it's going to be a long series, but I ultimately think when it's all said and done, at least if you ask me, I think the Cavaliers steal a game seven, and LeBron gives you a performance in a game seven at the Oracle like he gave the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals game six in Toronto. He ends up being the difference maker. He ends up being the series MVP. He's the best player on both ends of the court throughout the series in what is a terrific series, but I ultimately think the Cleveland Cavaliers win.
Yeah, I mean, I've been going champion pedigree the whole way, but if our conversations are recalled from the regular season, I wanted to see Cleveland get into this matchup full strength with the team they put together that they anticipated having on the floor last year. Part of that was off the let's get the first year under our belt. I don't know if they would have won the championship last year, but I know it would have been a much better series, and they still managed to steal two games. The reality is that the team was put together to perform now in this particular context. They're finally getting their opportunity to do so. And with that in mind, I think everything that we've talked about, the styles, the fact LeBron is still playing at the top of his game, the hunger to bring a championship to Cleveland is going to tilt it in the direction of Cleveland, and they're going to justify what management did. And, you know, again, think about what we were talking about, breaking up the team, who needs to go, this guy doesn't fit in, that guy doesn't fit in. Well, when it comes down to it, here they are, back in the finals, back healthy this time, with an opportunity to grab the trophy, and I think they're going to do it. Six or seven games, probably seven. I don't know that home court is going to matter when it comes down to it. I think you could see it back and forth the same way that you did in the Western Conference Finals, but defending home turf is going to be paramount if they can do it, and if either team can do it, that's going to make a big difference in this series. But I could certainly see one team or the other taking games on the other team's court.
Well, in order for Cleveland to win, that'll have to be the case somewhere along the way.
Well, right.
That's obvious.
Math.
All right. And we've surprisingly enough, because the Warriors are, you know, they're a pretty overwhelming favorite in this series. You know, I've seen some places 2-1, 3-1 favorite. I just don't agree. And I'm surprised to hear you along with me pick the Cleveland Cavaliers. I've been all over the Cavaliers pretty well their entire playoff run because they look so much different than that team that slogged its way through the regular season and used the regular season to make adjustments. But boy, once the postseason came on, they flipped the switch. All those adjustments paid dividends. And again, LeBron will be the MVP of the series. He is the best. He will be the best player on the floor. And not only will he be a factor when you look in that box score in the various stats, points, rebounds, assists, and he probably will only have one 30-point game this entire series, probably the deciding game seven, but he will be such a factor on the defensive end. He will give Draymond Green fits. There will be times where he goes out to guard Steph Curry or Klay Thompson, and he will give them fits as well. It's a rested LeBron James that doesn't have to single-handedly carry the offense over seven games. And I think that bodes so well. I think another key, and we haven't looked at this for Cleveland, it's finding a way. It's Kevin Love. And he has to make sure that he functions well enough on the defensive end of the floor that he can stay out there on the offensive end. And I think that's important. And again, you know, I know that we've talked about Golden State not having the size to exploit the smallish Kevin Love on the interior. Where he's got to improve his consistency is when he gets caught in the pick-and-roll situations. And he did a better job throughout much of this postseason, but he's going to have to stay consistent to that. I think that's something very important to watch for the Cleveland Cavaliers. The effectiveness of Kevin Love on the defensive end. Do you become, you know, him avoiding becoming a liability on the defensive end to the point where it's hard keeping him out there on the offensive end?
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I think Kerr will go in with that approach and try to exploit it. I mean, look, it ends up being a chess match, and no matter what series you're in, you're trying to exploit the perceived weakness of the other team. But, you know, look, Kevin Love has done a better job of playing defense. Kevin Love has made the effort on defense and has not shied away from the shot in any of the playoff series. He never met a shot he didn't like. You know, it's going to be a group effort. If they can get the consistency offensively to force Golden State to try to press it even more, I think those turnovers that you mentioned will start coming into play. And if they turn the ball over, it's going to be to Cleveland's advantage. You mentioned, you know, you were surprised to hear me go with Cleveland. Well, if you take it all the way back to last year, you shouldn't be all that surprised. I stuck with Golden State to get to the finals because I thought pedigree was going to come through. But I have liked the constitution of this, or the construction, I should say, of this Cleveland Cavalier team. I just wanted to see them play at 100%, and we never got the opportunity. Finally, we get the opportunity. I think it's going to pay off.
Again, me and you both picking the Cleveland Cavaliers. It'll be interesting to see what Michael Lee thinks, and we'll talk to him early on in hour two, get his take on this NBA Finals. And again, one I think that's going to be great. Because I think while the styles are similar, and that's going to make for some incredibly compelling moments, and the more subtle differences and nuances between the two teams make for a great game of human chess, which is not always exciting to watch, but it will be in this case. I think it's going to be a fun series, a great series. I think both teams are doggedly determined to cement their legacies in many ways. And I think it's going to be a ratings boon for ABC. And yeah. I think they're thrilled and they got exactly what they wanted here.
Star power, baby. It is definitely star power.
Well, on the other side, Bob, we'll tie our bow around a big hour one here on the Spano and Black Attack. And perhaps as time permits, take a quick peek ahead to hour two. That's all next here on the Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Kugou a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Nip it in the bud.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, wrapping up hour one here in Cleveland Cavalier, Golden State Warrior, of course, as the finals are tonight.
Yeah, it starts tonight, game one, 9 Eastern time, appointment viewing. Again, I really do think this is going to be a great series in everything that we cracked it up to be. From what you're watching go on the court as far as physical execution to the game of human chess to the battle between the two coaches. I think there's so many layers to the greatness of some of these players and seeing a couple of all-timers out there. I just love this matchup on so many levels, and I think it has so many terrific layers that I really can't wait for this to tip off. And, you know, I really believe LeBron's going to bring that first championship to Cleveland since 1964, and this third NBA championship and in this seventh NBA Finals, including his sixth consecutive, this will shut up all the critics. And finally, at 31 going on 32, people will truly appreciate the greatness that they're seeing in LeBron James. It's rather annoying to see him being underappreciated, and I've talked about it a lot, and I always equate it to artists. You ever notice great artists, they only appreciate their work after they expire?
It's when they make their most money.
Right. Well, you know, for LeBron, it's not about expiring, but he's one of those people that are only going to appreciate him when he walks off the stage. I think winning this NBA Finals for the Cleveland, this NBA championship for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the city of Cleveland and himself will go a long way in getting him the respect that I think he deserves and has earned.
Yep, we've talked about it a whole lot. And again, if you're not appreciating LeBron James, you really don't know much about the game of basketball.
That's a great way to take us out of hour one and get everybody into the news here on Sports Byline. Then Bob and I will be back at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Classes resuming today at UCLA after an apparent murder-suicide causes a campus-wide shutdown. LA Police Chief Charlie Beck saying the shooting took place in the engineering school yesterday morning, taking the life of an engineering professor and a student. Likely Republican nominee Donald Trump warning President Obama not to campaign against him. At a rally in Sacramento, Trump saying the president doesn't have a clue. The
president now is very interested because he's going to start campaigning. Well, if he campaigns, that means I'm allowed to hit him. just like I hit Bill Clinton, I guess, right?
This comes after the president questions Trump's ability to fulfill some of the promises he made on the campaign trail. The Lone Star State just cannot catch a break. Much of North Texas under a flash flood watch till 7 tonight. The watch includes the Dallas-Fort Worth area, a state of disaster being declared in 31 counties. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's some reason to fear it these days. It's an awesome power. But in addition, there's a series of constraints on it. One of them is there's an amount of time he's got, and then he's got to go back to the people. Another is he has to do things that are lawful, and he doesn't get to make the laws. And so a constitutional executive is a very powerful thing, operating under the constraints and for the purposes of the Constitution of the United States.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
A baby at New Jersey Hospital believed to be the first in the New York area born with birth defects linked to the Zika virus. Dr. Abdullah Al-Khan is the director of maternal fetal medicine at the hospital and headed the team that delivered the baby girl by C-section on Tuesday 4 weeks early.
The baby had that classic small head. Even though we were prepared, I don't think there was any emotional preparedness, though. We were just all devastated.
The baby's microcephaly was diagnosed last Friday through an ultrasound when the 31-year-old Honduran woman who was visiting a family in New Jersey went to the hospital for an assessment. She told doctors she contracted Zika after being bitten by mosquitoes. There's no cure for microcephaly, and Dr. Al-Khan says the baby faces developmental delays, motor coordination problems, and a shortened lifespan. The CDC says that flour from the General Mills plant in Kansas City likely the source of an E. coli outbreak. The Kansas City Star says that the CDC's announcement comes a day after General Mills announces a voluntary recall of 10 million pounds of flour. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg uses Facebook to learn more about the crew living aboard the International Space Station.
Facebook being a technology company, what I'm really interested in is, you know, how all this works, right, scientifically and technologically.
In a Facebook Live event, Zuckerberg interviewing three of the six crew members living on the station, asking questions that were submitted by Facebookers. The astronauts say that social networks are important for them to keep in touch with friends and family while also sharing their experiences with the world. The Orange County coastline opened again for business after a shark attack. Despite no actual sightings, well-known shark biologist Dr. Chris Lowe believes the bite a swimmer suffered was from a sizable shark.
It's probably a shark over at least 10 feet or over.
Dr. Lowe says the size of the bite from the shark attack suggests it was from a white shark. The victim's been identified as 52-year-old Maria Camaros. Officials say Camaros was on a routine swim about 150 yards off the coast. Doctors describing the bite as nearly a foot and a half wide with teeth marks on the victim's arm bone. They say it's too early to tell if she'll have the use of her right arm, but right now her nerves are all functioning. She's expected to remain in the hospital for at least another week. And a new selfie statue in Texas getting some backlash. The statue of two young girls snapping a selfie outside City Hall in Sugar Land is some voicing their outrage on social media. One woman commenting on Twitter that she's embarrassed for everyone. The sculpture part of a 10-piece collection that was paid for by a donor. This is USA Radio News.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. And you should be. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We got a guest right out of the chute, Joe, so let's set her up, and then we'll be talking to Michael Lee on the other side.
All righty, Bob, you're exactly right about that. Big hour two, pair of guests, Michael Lee, right out of the break at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. He's from the Washington Post. We'll get his take on all things NBA Finals in just a couple of minutes, and then to take us home for this Thursday edition, 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, U.S. soccer legend Landon Donovan joins us, and we got a lot of ground to cover with him, and we'll do that at 40 after hour number two. In between, latest on the Baylor football scandal, and as time permits, we'll talk about Marlon Byrd. As he said himself, only idiots get suspended for PED use. Well, he's an idiot. He got suspended twice, so he's a double idiot.
There you
go. We'll talk about that in that middle segment as time permits, but we're going to get to the Baylor stuff first.
Yeah, we're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Right. Well, that's basically the rundown of this second hour, the Thursday edition of the Attack. Very quickly, number of ways you could take us with you here on the Span on Black Attack and all the programming on Sports Byline. There's sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com. And, of course, never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network, where all our service people around the world can listen to the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline.
Indeed, they can. We appreciate your service. We appreciate the fact you're away from home and it gives you a little taste. Well, we're happy to bring it to you and be a part of your day-to-day life.
Exactly right about that, Bob. Very, very well said. And on the other side, Michael Lee, Washington Post, joins us. We're going to talk NBA Finals as if we haven't done enough of it already. More NBA Finals next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack. You're checking us out on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at NAPA. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's NAPA know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. It's our pleasure to be joined by Michael Lee from the Washington Post. He covers the National Basketball Association nationwide, and he joins us here on the Attack. Good morning, Michael. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
All right, thanks for having me.
We appreciate your time, as always. And as we set everything up, the intrigue, the storylines, and everything else, it sets this series up as being something that could end up being an all-time classic. What say you?
We'll see. I think that definitely the Cavaliers are coming in at full strength this time with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. The Warriors are coming in probably tested more than they were last year going into the finals, dealing with the adversity of Steph Curry and also overcoming a 3-1 deficit and having, 173 games. So both teams come in feeling confident, and it should be, fun to watch at the very least.
Well, I'll say this. We've talked about styles making fights, and this is two, in some ways, very similarly styled teams. They're both going to play small lineups, and I made the case that because Golden State does their best work with a small lineup, they're not going to be able to make Cleveland pay for being small. Cleveland has no rim protection in their lineup or in their rotation at all, and Golden State's not the kind of team that's going to make them pay for that shortcoming. And I think that's going to really be something that tilts the scales in the favor of the Cleveland Cavaliers, because if you don't make them pay, as efficient as they've been on offense, man, and the fact that they can not only go fast, but they can slow you down, I think those are a couple of things that pose some real trouble for the Golden State Warriors.
I actually see it the opposite. I think they actually can make them pay if they have Kevin Love at the 4 or 5. They can make him pay. They've done that repeatedly throughout the course of the regular season, and I'm sure that'll be one of the things they target if Love's out there on the floor. I think one of the things that helped the Cavaliers last year is that they played a style that completely went against what they thrive in. They were physical. They beat them up with Mozgov and Tristan Thompson. They had Dellavedova out there on the perimeter to just be a hound, to harass Steph Curry. And I think that contrast in style was actually what gave the Golden State Warriors a lot of problems. I think a lot of times when teams want to go small, they wind up paying the price because no one does it better than the Warriors. And if you look at the Thunder, the fact that they were able to give them problems by going small, the primary reason they gave them trouble is because when they go small, they had a 7-footer in Kevin Durant and a 6'10 guy in Serge Ibaka who also were protecting the rim, which made a huge impact on that series because Steph Curry and Klay Thompson weren't able to just drive to the basket and get, crazy circus layups, especially in Oklahoma City. If they start driving to the basket now, they'll be able to get there. If you look at what Toronto was able to do in that Eastern Conference Finals series, Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, when there was nobody out there to protect the rim, they were able to get to the basket. So I don't think playing small is necessarily going to be advantageous to those Cavaliers, because as well as they did in the East to get to the finals, they're facing a team that does it better than anybody else.
Well, yeah, you know, you raise a couple of interesting points there, but I'll counter that by saying I've wanted to see this Cleveland Cavalier group together and healthy and being able to go up against Golden State. And again, style, it's all well and good. Yeah, Golden State has done it better, but they have not been tested against the Cleveland Cavalier team that finally has all three of their guys in place. And I think that can be the difference in this series, that they're finally healthy and Golden State is not as much.
Well, I think that the fact that Golden State is not as healthy is probably one of greater concern if you're a Warriors fan. You know, Steph Curry was obviously laboring a bit in the last round on his knee. He's still not willing to publicly say that he's hurting, but you can tell that he's not the Steph that we got used to seeing over the course of 73 wins. But they also have seen a better Klay Thompson. I think quietly one of the things that did not occur last year in the finals is that you didn't see Klay Thompson either. I mean, you talk about who was missing from the Cavs. Well, Klay Thompson was actually missing from the Warriors, even though he was on the floor last year. And I think throughout this playoff run, he's been playing at such a high level and performing, you know, coming through with performances that, you know, may not have been expected of him, but what he had to do. I mean, he had to step up when Steph went down, and he had to step up when Steph was struggling at times. And I think that that's – I think both teams, like I said, you said the Cavaliers are better. I think the Warriors are better, you know, based on what they've been able to overcome, you know, through the course of this year. So being healthy and having your stars is good, but I don't know if you have two extremely offensive – offensively, you know, successful players. And you got Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. They just score. They can't stop anybody. And the Cavaliers' defense has been their one problem throughout the entire season and in the playoffs. The reason they've been able to win is because they've been so much more talented than their opponents. They're not going to come into this matchup with a talent advantage. The one thing they do have is they have LeBron, who's clearly motivated. He doesn't want to lose two times in a row to Steph Curry. He's never had any kind of rival throughout his entire career, and he definitely didn't expect Steph Curry to be that guy, you know, based on just coming into the league. I don't think anybody expected Steph to be a two-time MVP. So I think there's a lot at stake for LeBron, and I think that he's going to be the guy you kind of focus on a lot more than anyone else going into this series.
Those are the dulcet tones of Michael Lee from the Washington Post joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Michael, you mentioned LeBron James. He's extremely well-rested, as he hasn't really been taxed this postseason. Now, I can make a case that, as we talked about the failings of the Cavaliers on defense, and I agree with you, they have conceded defense in exchange for incredible offensive efficiency and spacing the floor and giving LeBron what he wants on the offensive end. But a rested LeBron for one series, which has incredibly long gaps between games, can LeBron be that force not only on the offensive end, scoring when needed, facilitating the offense of others, but also on the defensive end, where one moment he's guarding Draymond Green, another moment he's going out and he's guarding Steph Curry and Klay Thompson? Can he be that difference maker on both ends of the floor that actually can propel the Cleveland Cavaliers to victory because he's rested and focused and he has help on the offensive end so he can focus on all those other things?
I think the one thing that was most impressive about LeBron James over the course of the playoffs was that he didn't feel like he had to do it all. He sort of coasted in a lot of ways, you know, because he let Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving have their shine, have their moments, and really take over so they could get their confidence up. And you knew that if he ever was needed to step up, that he could do that. Especially you saw Game 6, I thought, was just like his message to whoever came out of the West that, you know, I can still do it. You know, I'm still the man, but I have more help this time. So being rested is great, but I think being motivated is the number one thing. Having a chance to tie Larry Bird, you know, with three championship rings, you know, improving his finals record to 3-4, which would look a lot better than 2-5. And also to be the guy to knock off a 73-win team. I mean, that would put him on a certain pedestal that no one else can really say. Obviously, no one else has won 73 games before. But to do that and to give a championship to the people of Cleveland, you know, a city that's been deprived of any pro sports championship for, you know, 52 years, that's what he's all about. That's what it's all about for him. And I think that if he had the chance to do that, you're going to see a guy that's going to be so charged up. You're going to see a guy that's so focused on trying to just destroy the Warriors. It's going to be fun to watch. I mean, last year, his display where he just said, you know, screw efficiency, I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to do whatever it takes. I think this year you're going to see a guy that's going to pick his spots and know that when he has a chance to go for it, he's going to go in for the kill. That's why it's going to be imperative that Andre Iguodala, you know, he may not score as much as he did last year in the postseason, but defensively he's going to be huge in trying to slow down LeBron, because you know he's never been more motivated going into a series, especially at age 31. How many more opportunities he's going to have to get this far? No one really knows for sure. All we know is that Kobe Bryant made his last finals appearance at the same age, so you don't want to take his moments for granted.
Oh, no question about it. Before we let you go, real quick, which Draymond Green is going to show up? And then a quick prediction out of you as we let you out the door.
Well, if you're the Warriors, you hope it's the one that won't pick up a technical, because you know, or a flagrant or anything, because he's right at that point where he can get suspended for a game if he does anything that gets out of line. I think he's going to be emotionally charged. He's going to be a guy that's going to, you know, lead them in a lot of ways. They're going to need a lot out of him, especially when they go small. I think he's going to be composed. I think he's going to keep it together. I think he knows what's at stake for this franchise. So I think he's going to be good. And my prediction right now, I have the Warriors in six, because I just think that, you know, throughout the course of the year, they've been the best team. And I think that series against Oklahoma City, I think that tested them more than anything they're going to see in this series, because they had an opponent in the previous round that was the perfectly matched foe, because they had the ability to play multiple styles and to play multiple styles well. But more importantly, they were able to defend at an elite level. I don't see the Cavs being able to do that, but they do have a lot of scoring talent, and they have a lot of motivation, as I said before. But I think overall, the Warriors are just a better team.
Well, Michael, we appreciate the couple minutes. Aside from your great stuff in the Washington Post, where else can you be found?
Well, I'm not at the Washington Post anymore. I'm at the Vertical with Yahoo.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You switched it
over. Yeah. But that's all right. I was there for 11 years, so, you know, I did have a good time there, but now I'm enjoying my time at Yahoo. So I'm at the Vertical right now. So that's where you want to find me. I'm right there.
That's it. Former columnist for the Washington Post. That's right. That's right. Any Twitter handle?
Mr. Michael Lee.
Mr. Michael Lee.
Yes, sir.
All right. We appreciate the couple minutes. You're welcome back anytime. Thanks for the great stuff, and we'll have you back on board.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right. Joe Michael Lee, terrific stuff, terrific insight, and he likes the Warriors.
Yep, well, he's in the majority. You know, he's definitely in the majority. I thought he gave some interesting insight, and he had good counterpoints to a lot of my points or our points. And we'll see how it all plays out. Game one's tonight. On the other side, we'll head down to Waco, Texas, and talk about that sickening football program next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Here's an urgent alert
from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? Don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
Well, according to Michael Lee, we might be. He likes Golden State. We both like Cleveland. And, you know, look, he brought up a lot of good points, Joe. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. We have our reasons for Cleveland, and I think they're pretty solid.
Oh, I do as well, Bob. And I think one of the keys, and it was something I really wanted to get to with Michael and didn't get a chance. You know, we went back and forth. He thinks that Golden State can make Cleveland pay for going small. I really don't think they do it in a major way. They're not about points in the paint in a great way. Their centers won't exploit the lack of size. I think you're going to see a lot of LeBron corralling Draymond Green. I think LeBron's defense is going to be a huge factor in this series. I think the other guys have shown at times in this postseason that they can elevate their play on the defensive end. But the one thing I did want to get to, and we didn't get a chance to ask him, the fact that Cleveland, I alluded to it in one of my questions, it just didn't, it really didn't get much of an answer, is the fact that Cleveland can slow it down, and in the half court, Golden State causes an awful lot, ends up turning over the ball an awful lot. I would like to have heard his thoughts on that. The fact that if this thing ends up as a half court game with two teams playing small ball, how big an advantage he thinks that's going to be for the Cavaliers.
Yep. I think it's a valid question. I really do. And as you said, he didn't give much of an answer. But he also seems to think the talent is tilted towards Golden State as well. And I'm not so sure about that.
A lot of people disregard Kevin Love. They really do. This was a guy who, up until he showed up in Cleveland, was considered one of the 10 best players in the game. My take on him hasn't changed. Whether the fit's been necessarily great,
right,
that remains to be seen. But when you look at it, if LeBron and Steph are tied as 1 and 1A, who's the next best player on the floor?
Yeah.
I can make a case it's Kevin Love. All the teams he's carried have been bad teams, but he was surrounded with nobody. But this guy, as good a scorer as Klay Thompson is, as versatile as Draymond Green is, honestly, after Steph and LeBron, the next guy that could really light it up better than anybody else in the building is Kevin Love. Not only is he a great three-point shooter, he can go in a post and beat anybody. He does have defensive shortcomings, but he is one hell of a rebounder. And I think a lot of times when people tilt the talent matchup towards Golden State, I think it's them making light of Kevin Love and his talent. This is a guy that was universally considered one of the 10 best players in the game, and it's not that his skills have diminished because of age or injury. It's just been, at times, finding a great fit. Once they have fit, he's very, very dangerous, and I really do think they're clicking on all cylinders all the time. There will be moments where their defense ends up proving costly, as, to be honest with you, over the course of a 7-game series, 48 minutes each night, with the way they're constructed, they're not going to be a particularly good defensive team. And I just think the key is the Cavaliers will execute better on offense than the Golden State Warriors, and that's the difference, because the Cavaliers have flat-out conceded defense in order to be efficient on offense, and that's what they've gotten thus far in these NBA playoffs.
Yep, it's fair. I mean, I can also see the other side of the discussion where one would consider Klay Thompson a better player, or even Draymond Green for that matter, depending on how you like their particular games and what they contribute in the given moment. But I'm with you, you know, and people forget, here's a guy, and again, fit being what it is, maybe it hasn't quite worked out, but Kevin Love was willing to subjugate being the guy on his basketball team to being one of the guys on LeBron's basketball team. And sometimes people get lost in those kind of situations and they become underappreciated for what their skill set is. And his ability to hit the outside shot, he's been committing on defense. You know, he's not the greatest defensive player in the world, but he's been making the effort, and his ability to rebound have all helped propel Cleveland to the finals. And I think it's going to show itself again in the finals now that this guy is finally at 100%.
Well said, Bob. I mean, we both see this series very much the same way, but we are very much in the minority. Most people see it with Golden State having a clear and decisive edge. As I've said, I really believe that Cleveland's more efficient offensively right now than Golden State. I don't think Golden State's going to make them pay for their defensive shortcomings. I think you made good points about Kevin Love. For much of this postseason, he's been pretty decent on the defensive end, as has Kyrie Irving. I also think LeBron James is going to be a huge factor in a positive way on the defensive end for the Cavaliers. And finally, offensively, just the fact that Cleveland can slow it down and grind you out, and that gave Golden State a lot of trouble last year. Watch out for them to do that again. I just think there's a lot of things Cleveland can do that Golden State may not have easy counters for. And the Achilles heel of the Cleveland Cavaliers is not something, despite what a lot of people say, that Golden State can exploit. And for that reason, I picked the Cavaliers. We'll just have to see how it unfolds. Game one again is tonight at 9 Eastern time on ABC. We burned most of this segment recapping an interview, so I don't really know where we can go here in the remaining 3 minutes or two minutes.
You know something? Let's pop Baylor a little bit. You've talked, and yesterday you got into a big interview as far as what has gone on down there and the heads that have fallen and everything else. But the fallout from the program, it's going to be with the recruits, Joe. You've already got 7 out the door. More are going to follow. And I think it's what we talked about the other day. You're going to be looking at a program that's going to be decimated for the foreseeable future. They have their caretaker coach in place who will not be there when they try to turn it around. And the reality is Baylor football will be on hard times for a long time to come. And whether or not it ever recovers and is able to get back up to the performance level, not the moral level, but the performance level of where this team was, remains to be seen. I think it's going to be a long, long climb. We very briefly compared it to, you know, the SMU scandal, in that it has overtaken the SMU scandal as the worst scandal in Texas collegiate football history. SMU never came back, and I don't know that Baylor will be able to come back.
I don't care if they come back, Bob. There's a lot bigger issues here than paying players and everything else. There's not a shred of moral decency within that program, and that's what's so sickening. this good Christian school hiding behind its pulpit as they so often do? And the reality, even in resigning Ian McCaw, the outgoing athletic director, after much contemplation and prayer, please, the culture down there is what it seems to me irreversibly broken. And if you watch how they're doing this, if you notice, they keep taking baby steps. What they do is they make a move, the bare necessary move. They wait for public opinion. If there's too much outcry, they make another move. That's why Ian McCaw wasn't immediately fired. That's why Ken Starr, yes, he was taken down as president, but moved right into a chancellor's role. And, you know, what they're trying to do is damage control. And hiring Jim Grobe is damage control. He is a very moral man and a good man, and he will lead a clean program. But he won't win enough. And he was brought in there to be a whitewash. Here, we're whitewashing the building so that everybody forgets what we did. In 2 years, when everybody forgets about the fact that we're one of the most morally bankrupt programs in the history of intercollegiate athletics, we'll fire Jim Grobe. And as you said, when we're ready to win, we'll bring in somebody else like Mike Leach. He's pretty morally bankrupt himself, and he'll fit right in. But they haven't learned a thing. 13 years ago, they had a disgusting basketball scandal. 13 years later, they're at it again. I don't know when they learn and what it takes to get them to understand that there are things sometimes more important than winning on a football field or a basketball court.
None of these programs ever learn, Joe. It doesn't matter whether they're Christian programs or not. They're all morally bankrupt. It's all about winning.
Landon Donovan next.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
T-shirts! It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. It's our pleasure to be joined by longtime guest and friend of the show, Landon Donovan, who joins us now on the Attack. Good morning, Landon. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Hopefully you are doing well. And U.S. soccer, well, it's a work in progress, isn't it?
It is, but we're on the cusp of a really big opportunity this summer. Copa America Centenario begins tomorrow here in San Jose. The U.S. plays Colombia. So a really good opportunity for the team to show well against some really good competition.
Talk about some of the competition in Copa America and the opportunity that's here for the U.S. men's soccer team.
Well, for those who don't know, Copa America has always been a South American, primarily South American tournament where all those national teams play against each other. This year is the 100th anniversary, so they partnered with CONCACAF, which is our part of the world where U.S., Mexico, the Caribbean, Central America, and Canada all plays. And teams from this part of the world are now going to play against those teams from South America in this 100th edition. So for those of us who have been a part of the game for a long time, this is literally a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I wish I had the chance to play, but for fans, it's a really cool opportunity to watch their teams play, and if you're an American soccer fan, to watch your team in this tournament is a really big deal.
It really is. And, you know, one of the things that we've been discussing, and Joe and I happen to be on many of these things, but there's various different platforms and devices that you can grab this tournament, and you're here to talk about that as well.
Yeah, well, as you guys know, we used to sit in front of our TV and wait for the scheduled game to come on, but now if you're traveling, if you're with your kids, if you're outside, if you're doing other things, in the past you couldn't watch the game, but now you can. And so I had the opportunity to partner with Sprint, who's a partner Copa America, and they've partnered with a company that has a really cool app that people can download. People can get it at sprint.com/FuboTV, F-U-B-O-TV. And it's just a really simple, basic app where people can find the game they want, and they can watch the game. So if you're not home in front of your TV, it's free to download. There's no data charges. It's really easy. So it's a cool way for people to stay connected. I'm going to be traveling a lot, unrelated, so if I can't watch the games, then I'm going to watch it on the app.
Well, you know, Landon, there's a number of ways to watch, as you mentioned, the app, and on any device, Android, Apple, PC, you know, they're all fair game. You know, talk about, you know, again, with this U.S. men's soccer team, we've talked about how they've taken a step back after making some strides. Talk about the short and long-term future of this team and what they have to do to regain some of the traction that they've seemed to have lost over the last 12 months.
Yeah, well, the beauty of soccer is that you have the next opportunity. That's the beauty of sports, I guess. So the team had a rough year last year. There's no question about that. They finished fourth in the Gold Cup, which is a tournament that we're generally favored to win. They lost an important game to Mexico that would have given them the chance to play in the Confederations Cup, which is the tournament that precedes the World Cup. So it was a tough year for the team. They lost earlier this year to Guatemala for the first time in 30 years. There's been some rough patches, but leading into this tournament, the team looks good, and they look more settled. They've had a couple friendly games in the last couple weeks where they've won games and looked a lot better. Everything is trending well. The signs are pointing towards a very good tournament, but now you step up on the field and perform it. And this is a tough tournament. They're playing Colombia, Costa Rica, and Paraguay in the group stages, and two of those four teams, including the U.S., will advance. So it's going to be tough, but it's a good litmus test to see where they are as we get into the final round of qualifying later this year and next year.
Well, you know, you raise some interesting points there, and part of it, I think, too, is, you know, Jurgen having the initial success and everybody was excited about U.S. soccer. And as Joe said, everything pointed in the right direction. Does that create a situation where some of the so-called lesser teams now look at taking down the United States as being one of those prime targets where they have that target on their back when they play international competition? Hey, if we get the USA, it raises our notch a little bit.
There's no question. And I think as a general statement, when people know that when they're playing the U.S., some of these smaller teams, that one, it's an opportunity for their players to show well because they know a lot of people will be paying attention. But as a national team, you know, when the U.S. lost to Guatemala, that was arguably the result in Guatemala's history of World Cup qualifying. So that's certainly part of it. And what's happened in all sports is the sporting world gets smaller and smaller. The access to information, training, coaching, eating right, and all those things is more available. So everybody's getting better. And so the bigger teams that are at the top of the pyramid have to stay ahead, and it's become more difficult. And that's why you see situations where the U.S. team can finish fourth in a tournament that they generally win in the Gold Cup, or they can lose to Guatemala. Those things can happen.
That's the voice of U.S. soccer legend Landon Donovan joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Landon, the Rio Olympics are coming up, and the U.S. men's Olympic soccer team is not going. The U.S. men's soccer team is not going to be there for the Olympics. How big a setback is that for this program? And I guess the only solace is that they still have a chance to qualify for the next World Cup. So talk about how big a setback it is that this men's soccer program is not going to the Rio Olympics and playing soccer there. And talk about what a berth in the World Cup would do for the recovery of U.S. soccer, as it were, from that blow.
For me, it's twofold. One is I'm devastated for the kids who had the chance to go to the Olympics. For me, I went in 2000. And it was one of the best experiences of my life. Forget about the soccer part. It was just an incredible experience. So I feel badly that they don't get that opportunity because it's so special. From the big picture soccer perspective, the biggest issue is not that you don't qualify. I mean, that can happen even to the best teams in the world sometimes. The bigger issue is that every time one of these tournaments comes around, it's an opportunity for soccer to be at the forefront of people's minds, which helps build fans and helps our game grow. When you're not in Rio, people are turning on the TV and they're seeing all these other countries play and they can't root for the U.S., that's a big hit to us. And so that hurts us in the long term. Now, at the end of the day, the big key is that we qualify for a World Cup. And as everybody knows, when the World Cup comes around every 4 years, a lot of people pay attention, and more people will pay attention in 2018 than paid attention in 2014 and 2010 and 2006, et cetera. And so that's the main nugget. But this would have been a great opportunity for us to get soccer in people's brains again and to have them root for the team and help our game continue to grow.
Well, not qualifying in the Olympics, and as you said, an up-and-down year last year, Where does Jurgen stand as far as U.S. soccer goes? What does he have to do to keep his job, and is he in any danger of losing his job?
Well, that's a decision that people much smarter than me have to make. But I think what part of what's happened is the technical director as well as the coach. So when the under 17 national team doesn't do well, or the under 20 team doesn't do well, the under 23 national team doesn't do well, that all falls on Jurgen. But his main focus obviously needs to be the national team. So I think it's a little bit of a situation when you have to be handling both jobs. And for now, I mean, I'm sure everybody's focus is on qualifying for the World Cup, and that has to be the main focus. But it is the some of our younger teams not progressing in a way that we want them to.
Couple more things before we let you run. We do want to keep you somewhat on schedule. I want to get your thoughts on the pipeline of talent. You know, we've been disappointed by the results. Does the future from a talent standpoint look bright for this U.S. Men's soccer team going forward, whether it's Klinsmann as the coach or somebody else?
No, it looks really bright, and there's a number of really talented young players that are coming through, and now we just need to make sure we're developing them in the right way.
All right, the 411 before we let you out the door on Copa America Give us all the 411 where we can find the schedule and how we can watch it and the myriad of ways with which we can watch it as you go out the door here, Landon.
Yeah, if you can't watch on TV, download the app at sprint.com/FuboTV, and you can watch all the games there. It's a lot of fun.
Thanks so much, Landon. Really do appreciate it. You have yourself a wonderful day. It's always great to talk to you. We look forward to visiting with you again down the line.
Guys, and thanks for all the support. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Landon Donovan joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, Bob, and giving us an update on the latest on U.S. soccer and the status of its future in the long and short term. They're not going to the Olympics, and they need quite a rebound. But Copa America will be a fun tournament, and now it's jam-packed. It's not only the South American tournament, all those great Central American teams, mm-hmm. as well as the North American teams like the United States and Mexico will be part of the mix as well.
Well, you know, if the fact that it's the centenario, if Jurgen can get it done, that'll be go a long way in determining his status as well as what happens in the World Cup. But, you know, Joe, Landon raised an interesting point there. There's no question about the talent coming through the pipeline of U.S. soccer. It's there. It's getting better and better with each generation. But the fact that Klinsmann has his fingerprints all over everything, you wonder whether or not the job itself is just too much for one man to do. It's not that he's not capable. It's just the growth of the program itself and the fact that the younger teams have talent, but they're not qualifying on the international level, makes you raise the question as to whether or not some of that authority should be delegated to somebody else. I don't know whether or not he's willing to concede that, and if he does, whether or not he'll remain with U.S. soccer. It's an interesting thing we'll be examining down the line.
Absolutely, and performance in this tournament will be a big key in determining what the future is. Because
I think so.
They're already out of the Olympics. They cannot afford to get behind the eight ball in qualifying for the next World Cup, Bob.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair.
I mean, I don't think there's any question that this is an extremely important tournament for U.S. soccer, which people expected bigger growth and faster growth. It's been a little slow, but in the last World Cup, we saw some real growth in the sport as far as our performance on the international mm-hmm. stage. And we're starting to see that growth in TV ratings that we thought would be faster to come.
Yeah.
And they need to seize some of that momentum back, because if they keep underperforming on the international stage, and their exclusion from the Olympics will be a blow to U.S. soccer. They need to stem that tide. Otherwise, whatever gains they've made, they'll very quickly lose.
If they don't make the World Cup, he'll lose his job. It's as simple as that.
It's beyond that. I'm talking about the long-term status of soccer and its growth in this country.
Yeah, well, my point was this. The fact of the matter is they hitched their wagon to Jurgen Klinsmann, and what he was able to do in the previous World Cup raised expectations that it was all going to go smooth. But as Landon said, even the best teams get bumped from these international tournaments. And that's what American soccer fans, American casual soccer fans, don't really understand. It can happen to anybody, but it will really slow the momentum down unless they're able to qualify for the World Cup and then show a little bit in the tournament itself.
Well said, Bob. We'll tie a bow around it for a Thursday on the other side. We're Spano and Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Boo. Yeah, it wasn't so bad. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. You know, again, Landon Donovan joining us here in the last segment. And we want to thank him for coming on board, as well as Michael Lee and from Vertical. And, look, it U.S. soccer is in a transition point. I'm not going to agree with it as much as Joe, where – you know, all the momentum stops and, you know, we have all kinds of issues and all that. Will it be paid attention to if the U.S. doesn't make the World Cup? Well, the World Cup will still be paid attention to, but just not as much because of the fact that the U.S. isn't in there. But the passionate U.S. soccer fans understand how it works. They're trying to build their base up to the point where it becomes a more passionate, more loyal, understanding group of soccer fans. And again, Your team doesn't always make the World Cup, and that's why people get changed at the top of the program. But here on this show, we always talk about continuity, and I want to take it back to the under-21 and the under-17 teams. Look, you want continuity within the program. If Jurgen's going to do it a certain way with the big boys, then the little boys got to do it the same way. And that's the only way you have continuity within the program and prepared kids when they finally make it to the national team. They've had disappointments. There's no question about it. Talent is there. It's starting to come along. The results haven't as been as they would like. Question is, what does U.S. soccer do about it? He will hold on to his job if they make the World Cup. He will not hold on to his job if they don't. And then they're starting from scratch with a new philosophy. But soccer isn't going away. Trust me, it's around for the long term. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Again, thanks to our guests for coming on board. Thanks to Robert for keeping it intact out there on the West Coast. And, of course, thanks to my partner and co-host, Joe Spano. For everybody on the show, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.